Warning. Possible spoilers ahead.
And now we're pleased to bring you our feature presentation.
Hello, and welcome to Cinema Siblings. Mitchell?
I'm apparently the unprofessional Haley.
She said it, not me.
Don't you cut that out, Mitchell. Don't you cut that out.
Well, you're not going to start before I said hello and welcome to Cinema Siblings.
You can, Mitchell. You can't. It's a cold open.
I'm not
you
gonna.
Go in there.
I'm not going to.
Mitchell's being a jerk. Anyway.
Welcome to Cinema Siblings.
Welcome to Cinema
did
Siblings.
Did we say that?
Yes, we did.
Whatever. Welcome again.
You're losing our place.
Welcome twice.
Welcome three times.
Thank you for listening.
Aw, yeah. Of the tens of people, probably.
It's about tens.
Yeah, tens of people.
At least according to the numbers that they show us.
All those numbers you got, Mitchell? It's a podcast about us going to see all the movies and then talking about all the movies.
Yes.
Yes. You didn't say that. That's how you open up the podcast, Mitchell. You normally continue on with what we are doing here. Then you didn't.
Maybe I'm changing it up.
Well, you gotta warn me ahead of time if you're changing it up. I'm 50% of this project.
Well, maybe you need to just go with the flow.
What do you mean you go with the flow?
What do you mean, what do I mean? What do you mean?
I'm going with my flow. You just gotta work with it. Don't question it.
Get me another person in here.
Don't be a jerk.
I'm tired of working with this woman.
I'm going to take my two laptops and my two microphones and go in my own fucking podcast.
Yeah. Quiet down over there.
Be like, middle sibling always gets the shit end of the stick.
Oh, yeah. If you are listening, like, share, subscribe, and all that jazz, please.
Please.
If you would be so kind.
That'd be cool.
Thanks for listening again. Movie news?
Movie news. Do you have any?
I do, but I forgot it because okay. Haley skipped the last two times we were supposed to record.
Oh my goodness, blame it all on me. You could have written it down. You should have a notebook. Movie news, jackpot. Gotta write it down.
Jackpot?
You wake up in the middle of the night, be like, voila. Write it down in a notebook beside your bed. Slap it down, go back to sleep.
Movie news is not beamed into my head while
it
I sleep,
be, Mitchell.
Haley.
You should be making that movie news. You should be like, this is gonna happen.
My dreams are
movie news. You gotta be that journalism that you want to see in the world.
Journalism.
Go make that shit up, Mitchell. That's what the internet is. Make shit up. Rumors. Rumor it out. And it'll become true. That's some of my movie news today.
Find me a dragon. You have movie news?
I do. I think it happened today where, what's his name? Josh Gad? Right? Gad?
Josh Gad?
Gad. That one, yes.
The guy from...
Yeah, for everything Mormon right now. Yes.
And Olaf.
Yes, yes. The chubby
Gaston,
funny one.
Gaston sidekick.
Yes, him. He apparently is rumored today that he's in talks or in the running or whatever the fuck to play the penguin in DC movies for Batman
that, like,
and stuff. Did you?
Three times ago.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
Are you sure?
I swear it popped up.
Oh, well, apparently there's more things that came up where he's like talking to DC people now, apparently. I don't fucking know. It's just, I saw it in the movie news, okay? It came up again. It became more relevant.
But yeah.
I'm just saying.
I did say that already.
Fine.
Which was ahead of the curve.
Whatever. Whatever.
It was ahead of the curve on that.
Whatever.
Did you hear that the new, I think it's a movie, or is, I don't know if it's a movie or TV show, but the New Mutants?
I've heard that they started filming it or something.
They want it to be like a horror movie.
Yes, I heard that part, which kind of doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, I don't know how it's going to work.
There's no reason.
Mephisto's going to show up. It's gonna be all devil-y stuff.
That seems so weird, though. That doesn't... Why horror movie? Horror is such a specific genre that doesn't
horror.
Really...
The Brood? Can you get some aliens up in here?
Alien horror? Alien would make more sense with, like, sci-fi superheroes. But just straight-up horror? Like...
Witches. gonna do a they got inspiration from Suicide Squad, Haley.
No, that's not horror though.
But there was a witch.
It doesn't fucking matter.
No.
She just sat there and like did wiggle movements with her body and threw her hands up in the air.
Spooky wiggle movements, Haley.
Spooky, half naked spooky wiggle movements.
Spooky witch.
Oh my god, so stupid.
She could be black smoke or whatever.
And then as soon as you stab a doll or whatever, she dead.
I mean, I don't know if she's dead, but...
Isn't that how they killed her? They broke, they like...
Well, they killed her.
Blew up her heart. But,
you know, she's not dead.
Well, she's not dead, quote unquote. She's gotta come back.
No one
ever dies in comics. No one's ever officially dead. Unless you're a parent. Normally, those stay pretty dead, pretty solid.
Not a parent, but a role model.
A role... Yeah. But it's a way more likely chance if you are a parent and a role model.
Oh, have you
seen
the picture with Spider-Man and it's Uncle Ben, but it's Uncle Ben's rice?
Yes.
He's like, no.
Yes, I have seen that, yeah.
That's pretty great. Uncle Ben.
So bad. Fucking Uncle Ben.
I had other movie news, but now I can't remember.
There's a new trailer that came out called for a movie that I hadn't heard of.
About something Express. Murder on the Orient Express.
No.
Well, that came out.
Oh, okay. No, this one was with... It was fucking Channing Tatum.
And the Bull.
What?
The Bull.
No. Fernando. What Bull? That's John Cena, Mitchell. Oh. Not Channing Tatum. Channing Tatum's Magic Mike 21 Jump Street.
Oh, you're talking about Lucky Logan?
Yes, the one where they try to rob the race car things.
I literally know nothing about this movie than Andrew Driver looks creepy in the poster and Channing Tatum's in it.
You mean Adam Driver? Adam Driver, that's his name.
What did I say?
Andrew Driver.
Oh, okay.
See, you can mess up names too. I'm not the only one.
I didn't say it was. Here you were.
But there's Channing Tatum. There's Adam Driver, who are brothers, which I'm like, I don't see that in the slightest.
That's a stretch.
Weird as hell. They're Southern. Everyone in this movie is also Southern, because it's obviously about, like, it's NASCAR.
There's Craig,
Daniel Craig
do
yes.
a Southern
yes,
accent?
Mitchell. So he's, like, head shaved down, and it's, like, blonde white hair dyed. And I looked at this man,
like a Nazi?
A little bit. But I have seen a lot of Daniel Craig's stuff, and I looked at him, and I heard him talk, and I was like, this is not Daniel Craig. Like, it took me a good, like, couple scenes for me to be like, oh, fuck, this is Daniel Craig, a.k.a. James Bond. Like, what the shit was that? That was so weird. Also, Adam Driver's character doesn't have an arm. Like, he's missing an arm.
I'll take a martini, shaken, not stirred.
Mitchell, everyone needs to go watch this trailer just to listen to his fucking voice, because it is weird as hell.
Howdy, y'all.
It's so creepy. It's so creepy.
James Bond.
It's so creepy.
You can call me Jimmy.
But now I need to see that weird Southern James Bond movie. But it wouldn't be...
It's probably going to be in The Kingsman with The Statesman.
Oh, I could see that. I could definitely see that. Also, Channing Tatum's in that. Channing Tatum's doing a fuck ton of stuff.
Yeah, but he's not, like, starring in anything. Like, he was awesome in one where he was a sailor and then was secretly a Russian.
Oh, Hail Caesar.
Yes. He was awesome
in fantastic.
Hail Caesar.
It was great. But he's in a lot of stuff. Also, John Cena's popping up in a lot of stuff, too. He's trying to follow in that rock footsteps.
What are you talking about, Haley? I don't see anything.
I don't understand that joke. You can't keep doing it. If there's no one to play off of you with Brendan, you can't keep saying the joke. I don't understand your wrestling references. Oh, my God. Anyway, the only reason I knew that movie came out, or the trailer came out, is because Sebastian Stan's in the movie. And people were like, look how pretty his three, like, 2 seconds. He, like, doesn't even have... It's just literally being, like, Sebastian Stan character. He's like a NASCAR. Poor Sebastian Stan. He's very good at acting, but he gets such small roles in things a lot of the time, beyond, like, Marvel and, like, the couple of TV shows he's done.
He's done TV shows?
Yes, Mitchell. That's how he got his start.
I don't follow Sebastian Stan like you do, Haley.
I love him. I've watched a vast majority of his stuff. But he started all of his big roles were TV, and then every time he's in a movie, he's like a couple lines, or he's like in the background, but they still use his name to get people in the theater. And I'm like, aw, sad face.
They use his name to get anyone in the theater.
I think they do.
Except for Sebastian Stan fangirls.
I mean, who doesn't want to go see Sebastian Stan in theaters, Mitchell? I've watched some shitty ass movies for Sebastian Stan.
So Sebastian Stan fangirls.
Yes, Mitchell. Got it. Whatever. Whatever. The target demographic.
With Sebastian Stan.
I'm just saying he is underutilized. Underutilized. It's just my opinion.
Okay.
That's it. Okay, those are my movie news.
No, Haley, he's not utilized. I mean, he's fully utilized. I'm not going to remember any movie news that I saw this week or in the last 2 weeks.
Bitch.
Someone was near to record.
Haley wanted to go out with friends.
No. Commitments, Haley. This podcast is a commitment. You must honor that.
Yeah.
Haley's not committed, guys.
Yeah. I'm here on a Friday night when I normally am not here.
No, you are here.
I don't stay this late on Friday nights.
You're definitely here on a Friday night.
I'm here,
except instead of recording a podcast, we will be watching another movie or TV show.
Oh my goodness, we need to make a list of movies we need to watch before the summer movies come out because there's
like
a lot
three.
Of sequels. Well, I mean, we had to go and watch all the fucking Alien movies, which is checked off.
Not all of them.
Majority of them. We had to watch all Fast and Furious. We've done a lot of movie watching to watch.
Research.
Yeah, research. But we need to watch
Despicable Me.
You need to watch Kingsman, the first one.
When did that come out?
That comes out in, like, July.
I thought that came out in, like, November.
I don't think so. I want to say it's this summer, but
I don't think it's summer.
I don't know. Regardless,
like,
you need to...
It could be another Mitchell Spider-Man thing where I thought Spider-Man was...
You thought... Yeah, I was like... For a half second, you thought... Like, I believed you. Because I was like, yeah, I guess that makes sense. Even though I knew Thor is always Marvel's fall film and it's coming out this year. And I was like, you know what? Spider-Man's totally not coming out till September. That sounds right. And then I was like...
No, November.
November, whichever. It was much later. And then I was like, no, it's a July movie. And then you walked in the theater and there's the big old poster.
I totally thought it was coming out.
July.
The, like, last quarter of the year.
Nope, it's...
Thought it was going to be, like, Thor and then Spider-Man back to back, taking over the box office.
No, I don't think Marvel would do that. That's competing with their own movie.
$2 billion movies in the same month.
They need a July spot because they don't have anything in June. Because they have Guardians in May, then they take the month off, and then they have Spider-Man.
Is that what they do?
They do. They take the month
off.
All
right, guys.
We're out. Peace. This is our job. We're going on vacation. And then August, September, October, 3 month break, Thor.
And then Avengers
part
3.
One? Three part one?
Maybe.
Right?
I don't know.
Does
When's Black Panther coming out?
I was going to say, I'm
November?
Sure. No, Black Panther, I think, must... It has to come out before...
I think it comes out next year.
Yeah.
I think it's Infinity Wars.
The first one. Black Panther.
Black Panther. Miss Marvel.
And then Infinity Wars 2.
Maybe.
I don't know. I feel like they've changed their stupid schedule around constantly.
Because they got rid of the Inhumans movie.
And then they threw Spider-Man in and shoved everything.
And it was very disappointing that Vin Diesel does not get to play Black Bolt.
Isn't it?
Because that would have been awesome.
They're going to be a TV show now, though, right?
Yeah, but he's not
they look bad.
Black Bolt.
Have you seen that picture, right?
I think so.
That the Medusa
saw,
in
it?
It
does not look good.
No, it doesn't. Medusa's wig in that looks terrible.
I guess we'll wait and see.
Yeah, but it just, that picture, like, if you want to do, like, get excited for this, that was not the picture to use. They just did not look right. It looked like a very ill put together television show.
We'll see.
What network's that one gonna be on?
I think it's just on Hulu.
Fuck, Marvel just horned itself out to all those fucking streaming services, man.
With like a snake eating its tail, Haley. You said that before as well.
I know, but I need to make the point again.
Snake eating its tail. But movies we saw 2 weeks ago.
Yes. It took fucking forever to remember them.
It did.
So we saw...
We saw
the
King
best,
Arthur.
The best movie, probably, of the summer.
So far of the summer.
So, probably of the summer.
Ignore the critics. It was great.
It was fantastic. It makes me very sad because this is going to go out way too far, like, in the future. And no one will get to appreciate the wonders that was King Arthur, Legend of the Fucking Sword.
I don't think it's in theaters anymore.
I just looked it up. No, it's not in theaters. Mitchell, it lasted about a month. I don't even think that. No, I think it was, what, 2 weeks? It lasted 3 weeks, maybe 3.5. That hurts my soul so much. And we can... Are we getting into it now?
Maybe if Haley would have been here, we could have saved it.
No, we could not have, Mitchell. It breaks my heart. I tried my best.
Give them that Cinema Siblings bump.
No, like, I just...
All tens of our fans would have gone. No.
It hurts me so much inside that this movie didn't do well, because I feel like Charlie Hunnam also wanted... Like, if you listen to the interview he did... Where he was just like, I love King Arthur and I love these characters, and I was like them as a little kid. I was like, oh my god. And he got to do it. He got to do his like favorite role, Mitchell, and then nobody saw it.
Haley's gonna cry.
I am gonna cry. This is a very emotional thing for me. I love that movie so much. They put so much heart and soul, and they made it so fun. And it was just boom, boom, boom. Everything enjoyable. The soundtrack, we were listening to the song. I told you. I wanna like go in the mist, come out of the river mist with my posse of people behind me and just fight whoever I see.
Does it have to be river mist?
Yes. No, it has to be river mist.
What about forest mist?
No. I need to be like...
Or lake mist.
No. Well, maybe lake, but slowly coming off a body of water on a very slow moving little like boat. Just going, like, coming through.
No, but they never came out of the mist. They always went into the mist.
I know that, but you need to, like, that song, that theme makes me want to come out of the mist and fight everyone. Everyone.
For everyone's information, I believe, I'm not looking it up, but I believe the song title is The Devil and the Huntsman. It is, like, the best song
in
the
movie. It's so good.
The soundtrack is really good.
The soundtrack is phenomenal, but that song, like, pulls it together. Mm-hmm. This movie, it tricks you, I think, with the previews, because the previews were essentially the first, like, 20 minutes of the movie. If you remember, a lot of that stuff of him, like, growing up and everything, that happens in the first 20 minutes. And then the rest of the movie, I was like, oh, shit, I haven't seen a lot of this stuff. And it made me very happy, because, like, the plot is,
If you know about King Arthur...
He doesn't have to fight his uncle, though. His dad's a dick. Originally, in the story, his dad was an asshole, right?
No.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
I swear he was like a shitty king, so everyone's like, kill him.
Not what happened.
Okay.
I read the actual book.
Well, there's a lot more like mythology and stuff out there than the
Obviously,
one book.
But the source material does not have anything with a shitty dad.
I don't know, Mitchell.
It is somewhat... If my memory serves correctly, it's more of a collection of short stories about King Arthur and his knights and the quest to find the Holy Grail.
Mm-hmm.
And I do not remember actual King Arthur being in it a whole lot.
For the book that's called The Once and Future King, King Arthur is not in The Once and Future King.
Not a whole lot that I remember.
I will say...
It was good, though.
This is not about the movie.
Read the book and go see the movie.
I don't think, like...
Doesn't have to be in any particular order, just two good things that are separate. That you should enjoy.
The Once and Future King. I have never read that book, but that title is my favorite title of any book ever. I think it's so perfect.
T.H. White knew what he was doing.
It's just, like, I feel like that's my favorite sort of, like, collection of words put together in the English language. The Once and Future King. It sounds so good. I've not read the book, but every time I think about that title, it gets me a little choked up and emotional because of how perfect I think it is.
Now you can associate it with this movie and
get
even more choked up and emotional.
I know, Mitchell. This movie was perfect. Charlie Hunnam was great. All the rest of the characters, phenomenal. The way they were written is so enjoyable. You're on everyone's side, and you're like, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. Except for, obviously, the
and
evil uncle.
I hate you.
Uncle
Morden or Mordo.
Fucking Jude Law.
Your name is.
Jude Law, man. What's his name? What's the director? It's Guy Ritchie. Guy Ritchie loves him some Jude Law.
I think he's been in, like, two movies.
He's been Watson.
I guess.
Yes.
That counts as three.
That is three. I'm pretty sure.
One franchise.
What else has Guy Ritchie done? Besides those guys.
I can't remember if it was Guy Ritchie or Danny Boyle, but I think Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels. I forget.
I want to know if Jude Law is sort of like...
They're both very similar English directors.
Gotcha. I want to know if Jude Law is, like, Guy Ritchie's man. Like, you know how, what's-his-face has Johnny Depp? Shit, who's the crazy actor? Tim Burton. Tim Burton has Johnny Depp.
Crazy actor.
Or director. Tim Burton, Johnny Depp, that's the pairing. There's a couple of them.
Samuel Jackson and...
And fucking Quentin Tarantino. Yeah. Yes. They are bros, man.
Also, there's, like, I think it's... I can't remember any of the other regulars he has.
I know, but I always like seeing those little pairings. But then it gets sort of tiring. Like, if they do it too much...
Quentin Tarantino's got his squad.
Yeah.
His squad is always good.
That's true.
Can't go wrong with some Quentin Tarantino.
I mean, I feel like with Quentin Tarantino, because he's only doing, what, like, 13 movies or something? Like, that's the theory? He was like, I
think so.
I'm doing this many and then I'm done, like, I'm out?
I mean, he does, like, a movie every 4 or 5 years.
So, because I don't know if that's true or not.
Does Death Proof count? Because that was technically, like, a double movie with him and Robert Rodriguez.
I don't know. I don't know what the Quentin Tarantino, like, fan people say or what the actual theory is. I've just heard it. But I feel like with Quentin Tarantino, you got to have your squad and everything you do has to be awesome if you only have a set amount of movies to make your name known. Aren't they all in the same universe, too?
I think that theory has been postulated.
Okay. I think a lot of things with Quentin Tarantino's rumors.
I mean, you obviously can't really connect Django Unchained and Hateful Eight to the modern day unless there's, like, ye old-timey Big Kahuna Burger. But I'm pretty sure it's a fact that Pulp Fiction and...
The one with the guys in the warehouse where they all have code names? Is that one?
Yes. Reservoir Dogs. Yes. Take place in the same universe.
Mm.
And possibly, well, I don't think he directed that, but Four Rooms. Four Rooms, guys, you should watch that.
Oh, that's the one you told me to watch and I never have.
It's probably not even on Netflix anymore.
I'm sorry.
I watched it with Mom and she was super confused. And I was like, this is awesome. Why haven't I not seen this before?
Mom's super confused about a lot of things.
I think Quentin Tarantino is in it and around it, but I don't think he directed it.
Mm. Okay, back...
But it's Quentin Tarantino and a lot of his squad.
Gotcha. Back to...
Tim Roth. That's another one of his squad.
Squad. I love the squad. King Arthur. Charlie Hunnam. I think it was amazing. Like...
I guess...
Yes.
I haven't read any reviews, but I guess critics...
One criticism.
...might be mad about all the flashbacks and stuff.
So, they can go fuck themselves, honestly...
It's a possibility because, that they may not have liked
that. Well, yeah, they were probably like, it was such a, like, shitty put-together storyline or blah, blah, hard to follow, whatever, whatever, whatever. Bad acting, probably.
They need to get better brains
they
can follow things.
Well, I think critics need to, like, they need to get their heads out of their asses and go into a movie.
Pshaw.
Like, oh, I can't.
What a dull, what a shallow and pedantic. There
shallow
we go.
And pedantic, yes.
There's the go-to.
Yes. Shallow and pedantic. But, like, that movie was just so enjoyable.
Super fun.
Yes, it was, like, so far, I think that movie I would have gone to pay at least 2 more times to go see. Honestly. Like, I loved that movie so much. I have not, I feel like, there's a couple movies where I'm like, no, I need everyone to watch this and I need to drag them to it and I will pay out the ass to make sure everyone I know has seen this movie.
Like one movie a year.
There's one movie a year.
For Haley.
Yeah, for Haley. Where I'm like the clouds open up and some holy light has shone down. It depends on what the year is. But there was like the first time it happened.
Man from Uncle.
Man from Uncle was one of them. That was like last year. That movie was also perfect. Do you know what the first movie was? And I did. This is my record for the movie that I paid the most money for in theaters to go see.
What was it?
It was The Dark Knight. I saw that movie.
Oh, man, I don't think Dark Knight needed Haley's help.
It did not. It broke every record. I think that was the first movie that was like, boom, like, it exploded everyone's brain. But that movie I saw 8 times in theaters.
I don't think that's, King Arthur, people will be like, huh? They'll be raising their eyebrows at that.
No,
but
I know,
Dark Knight, I mean...
They're like, yeah, that makes sense, that makes
it's
sense.
It's pretty
no,
unanimous.
No.
The Dark Knight is awesome.
Fucking King Arthur up there, man. The only thing that it did wrong was there was those 2 scenes out of sequence where he...
Yep.
Spoilers.
It's basically the part of the movie where he's like, oh, the whole movie he's reluctant. He doesn't want to become king and be the hero and all that stuff.
He's like, fuck you guys. I just want to go back to my brothel and be with my bros and protect my ladies.
I just want to go back to my old life. I was having fun.
Right? He was good. He was solid. He was running that place, man. Oh, gosh. The fucking witty talking banter. It was so good, Mitchell. That was...
That's what you get from Guy Ritchie.
I know, but I loved it so much. Like, it was just... With those characters, it worked so well with their, like, quick talking and their nicknames. And I was like, yes, please. I want everything to be this way.
We definitely enjoyed it.
Oh,
critics probably did not.
No, but anyway.
They are dumb.
Yes. So in the point in the movie where he's having his revelation that he actually needs to do something, they fucked it up.
Yeah, they flip-flopped things that should not have been flip-flopped.
No. So there's a
spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. But... What actually happens in the movie is he throws his sword.
No, you gotta say the first thing first.
Well, I was gonna go back to it.
No, say the first thing first.
Fine.
How it's ordered.
Okay.
So, they go on the mission to go and try and kill the king themselves.
Yes.
Obviously, it gets fucked up because it's the middle of the movie.
Yes.
And then his right-hand man.
Yes.
He's got two men.
Yes.
His right-hand man and his left-hand man. Right-hand man ends up getting stabbed.
Yes.
And he's like, go on without me, I'll escape. So he goes about his merry way. And he's doing pretty good. But then he's not doing pretty good because he's stabbed.
Yes.
And then they meet up again, and it's like, oh, thank God, everyone's going to survive. At least the important people we care about are going to survive. Yes.
Well, there was one guy also in their group who was like the right-hand man to the pro-Arthur being king people, like the resistance. And he got taken, and he got stabbed. It was the younger kid.
He did.
Well, No. This is the guy who got taken. Like, he was hurt and injured, and he got left behind. And then, yes, he did.
He was real dead.
But no.
He didn't get to hide.
No, they took him.
He got stabbed real good.
No, they captured him. That's how they knew where their hideout was, remember? He was in the dungeon. He was all bloody. They were torturing him. You don't remember this? That's how they found out where they were.
Maybe, if it wasn't 2 weeks ago.
Maybe if you paid attention and loved this movie more.
Oh my god. Anyways.
Anyway.
His actual right-hand man.
Yes.
Gets stabbed.
Yes.
And...
In front of his son, too. Like, his son.
No. I'm not there yet.
Ugh.
Not there yet.
Oh my god.
He makes it to the safe house. Everyone's happy. And they're like, okay, guys, we gotta beat it. And he's like, okay, give me a second to rest. So they give him a second to rest, and they all walk out. And then the king and his blacklegs, his douchebag men, come in. And they're like, hey, buddy, what's up? Seen any people trying to kill me around here? And he's all playing it cool. And then his son walks in and is like, hey, guys, I'm just here to clean the room. I'll be on my way. And they start questioning him. And then they're like, this is your dad, isn't it? And he's like, no, it's not. And they're like, we're going to cut his ear off. And he's like, fine, do it. And then they call his bluff and they cut his ear off. And he's like, you bastards! And then they stab his dad and kill him. And the right-hand man is dead!
And then King Arthur has to drag the screaming son out of the room. And then go on their boat
escape,
into the mist.
And leave his dying best friend.
Into the mist, yes. So anyway, on this trip, Arthur finally sees, like, what happens. Because they start raiding the village. His right-hand man dies. The resistance, like, one of their people dies. His brothel, like, BFF lady dies at the very beginning. And he has flashbacks of all of them dying and what happens and blah, blah, blah. He does, yes.
And don't forget about George and his guys being like, nope, we ain't running
yes,
from this.
Yes, yes, yes.
Everyone sticks up for him. And
yes.
They're like, we're all behind you.
Yeah, like,
and
we join
together.
We
and
believe
he's like,
in you.
God damn it.
Yes.
I don't want this.
Yes. So he decides that all of this that happens is still not enough for him to do something. So he throws the sword into the lake, attempting to get rid of it.
Excalibur.
Yes. And then the Lady of the Lake
and
is
then,
like, uh-uh, bitch, you can't get rid of it.
The forest.
Yes. He's all wet and, like, muddy and stuff.
And falls in a puddle.
Yes, and the Lady of the Lake drags him down and brings the sword back.
Into the puddle.
Yes.
And gives him the sword.
Yes, and then she's like...
And then proceeds to spell out, like,
this is how evil
your uncle is,
this
and
is
you
what
must
happened.
Stop him.
This is what happened, and I need to show you, a fucking vision of all the terrible things he'll do. And then after that, he's like, I'm ready to kick some ass. And it was just like, no, you had the perfect reasoning beforehand. Like, that,
yes.
It would have been so put together, and it would have been great, but they decided to fuck it up. That was the only weak bit of writing, I feel like, it was in the entire movie.
But if they flip-flopped those parts, it would have been way better. Yes. Because he would have thrown the sword before he witnessed his friends die.
Uh-huh.
And been like, fuck this, I'm out.
Yeah.
And it would have been appropriate because he still didn't really want to do it.
Yes. And then he sees...
And then he sees the lady in the lake.
Uh-huh.
And she's like, nope, this is what your uncle's going to do. And then he's like, I still don't really care, but I guess we should kill him. And then everyone around him dies.
Yes.
And then he gets
the
final resolve that he needs to try and kill everyone.
Because his character in this movie is so, everything he does is so personal. Like, his entire life revolves around the fact that there's, like, five people in it.
Yes.
And when two of those five people die, that should be your motivator.
Yep.
It shouldn't be the rest of the world is going to die. You don't give a shit about the rest of the world.
He didn't care about the rest of the world. Otherwise, he would have been doing it in the first place.
He literally cared about his bros and his brothel and all of his ladies. Like, the fact that his character grows up in a brothel, watches men hit these women, and he decides, fuck this, I need to learn how to fight to protect them. Like, that is the key factor in his character, Mitchell. He grows up, and he's like, fuck you guys, stop beating on my ladies. And he beats the shit out of them. And I'm like, yes, yes. So, like,
so,
he's...
to be clear about this, the way Haley's describing it, it sounds like he may be a pimp.
He's not a pimp. He's literally, like, they're just...
He was raised by the ladies in the brothel.
Yes.
Who found him after he escaped his uncle in the river.
There was never any situation...
He loves them and their friends.
Yes,
and wants to protect
it's
them.
It's friends and, like, maternal figures. It's never any point in the movie where you're like, he wants to fuck them all or anything like that. Like, he's literally just protecting them because they're family.
I would have said dang, but...
Whatever.
I guess you want to go and swear.
Oh my gosh, mom, fucking... She was listening to this the other night in bed, and I hear she's like, Haley! And I'm like, what is happening? I open the door, and she's like cuddled up and her phone's on her pillow, and she's like, stop cursing so much! I was like, oh my god, mom, and I just slowly closed her door.
Was she listening to the episode where you just cursed?
Yes, I'm pretty sure it was the second episode where I was like, oh no, I need to not do this as much. Sorry, mama. But anyway, yes, they mixed up his motivator in that movie, and that was the only thing they did wrong.
It was a real weak point.
Yes. Everything else was perfect. It was spot on. I loved it. I loved the dialogue. I loved the music. The action scenes were not as bad as I was expecting them to be, because Guy Ritchie loves his slow-mo, but it wasn't as distracting as it was in freaking Sherlock Holmes 2.
I haven't seen Sherlock Holmes 2.
You haven't?
No.
What? Mitchell! Oh my gosh. So many movies we have to watch still. All the movies.
All the movies.
All the movies all the time.
Yeah, that was King Arthur.
Mm-hmm.
You should definitely rent it or something.
Or
if you can
somehow
find it
give
in
it
the
money.
Theater.
Somehow give it money. Whenever it comes out, rent it and give it money. Buy it, give it money.
I don't really necessarily think it needs a sequel.
I think it needs. I want 10 sequels. I want Charlie Hunnam and his bros. I want him to go and gather the rest of his goddamn
round table.
Yes. And
quest
just.
For the Holy
yes.
Grail.
Yes, Mitchell. I need this movie. I want all of it just to be him
being
bros and like eating shit. And
you
then.
Know, you know when the movie ends, Haley?
What?
You know when the movies end?
When
Harrison Ford shows up and takes the Holy Grail.
Oh my god, no, stupid, that'd be stupid. That irritates me. No.
King Arthur says he chose poorly.
No. Oh my god, so dumb. Anyway, so that's a movie that is loved and adored and everyone should give it money. The movie that everyone should hate and never see ever, and I wish it would be erased from my brain because of how stupid it was.
This is the one we forgot about.
This is
because it was so bland, boring, and unimportant.
Seriously, we were trying to remember which movies we saw 2 weeks ago, and there was no moment in my brain where I remembered sitting in this theater and watching this movie because it was that bad.
We saw The Circle.
The Circle. With freaking Emma Watson and Tom fucking Hanks. And I feel like, oh, John Boyega.
He was in it for like 5 seconds.
Yes, and then Karen Gillian. And I'm like, what are all these pretty decent actors and actresses doing in this terrible movie?
Actors love when you call them pretty decent, Haley.
I mean,
it's the highest compliment you can pay.
I was trying to group them all together because I don't think Emma Watson's that great of an actress. I haven't seen John Boyega in a lot of stuff, but I mean, obviously he was kind of great in Star Wars.
He also looks super great in that movie Detroit.
Shit, yes, he does. I am so excited for that movie. That movie looks like it's going to hurt to watch because of how, like, painful and realistic it's going to be and how shitty the world's still going to end up.
Armenian genocide and the Holocaust.
Obviously Tom Hanks is a good... like, actor. But nobody could have saved this movie. I don't know. How old is... Do you know how old the book is? I don't think that's old.
No.
It was so bad.
It was really dumb.
It was so shitty. And it's... The whole point of it's like... Like, what was the point? Like, technology's bad and it's spying on you. But at the same time, it's like... But if you accept some amount of technology, it'll be fine, guys. Like, I don't know. It was dumb. It was so dumb. And everyone just missed the point. Like, I feel like watching this movie, there could have been, like, an angle that people were like, oh, right, when the guy fucking dies, maybe we should change things. It's like, no. We're just gonna make everything more accessible. Because if you just are forcefully, like, if you just have to accept it in general, this'll be good. It's fine.
It basically said, what if we took all the worst parts of the internet and made people actually act like this in real life instead of just online?
Seriously, when like the one part I think that really, really pissed me off, because there was obviously no research done whatsoever. And I mean,
the deer thing.
Was the deer thing where they're like, oh, look at this. Like, the guy makes a chandelier out of deer antlers.
Antler chandeliers.
And she posted online, and everyone's like, deer killer, deer killer. And I was like, fuck you guys. And I mean, there is a section of the internet would totally do that. But there's still, I know, a majority who can actually use their brains and realize that fucking deer shed their antlers, so it's not even like you need to kill them half the time. Or deer are so overpopulated in every fucking area that there's a season to kill them regardless. Like, it's not like they're an endangered. He's not going out and being like, look at this awesome tiger pelt chandelier. Like, fuck you guys.
I don't think tiger pelt would be the best thing to make.
It would not. It would probably catch fire. But still.
Tiger bone chandelier, tiger bone on the other hand.
That would be kind of badass. Like, like paws, like lick claws. That'd be terrible. Don't do these things. Fucking don't kill the tigers. That's actually really bad. I've done quite a lot of fucking, like, artwork on the fact that you should not do these things. But anyway, people are like, oh, he loves
killing tigers.
Oh my god, Mitchell, I swear to fuck. But like, this stupid...
She can't hear us. God. It's just me and you.
You're so dumb. You're so dumb.
Haley hates endangered animals.
Yep, totally do.
She hates them because they're not all dead yet.
It's so messed up, Mitchell. That's so...
She loves extinct animals because they're not here anymore.
Oh my god. But this movie was stupid, and it was not worth the money or my time.
I had enough to pay for it, so...
It was so dumb. It was even the early movie. Like, we didn't even... I didn't technically pay full price for it.
We were hoping we were going to be the only one in there so we could take an empty movie theater selfie.
It wasn't even enjoyable in that sense. Like, five people were in there with us, and I was like, god damn.
Why are you seeing this?
Seriously, we're seeing this out of obligation.
The oldest old lady came in.
Yeah, she shuffled in, didn't go up the stairs because she couldn't make it, and sat down in the front. And I was like, lady, I mean, that'll be us in 60
years.
You
think you're gonna have a walker?
Walker or scooter, Mitchell?
I don't think I'm gonna have either.
Mitchell's just gonna be all able-bodied, 80-year-old, whatever, like, hop, 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 hop. I'm gonna have a walker with tennis balls on him. Be like, hop, hop, move.
Move.
No, these are my spots.
You still gonna walk up the stairs?
Shit, yeah, I will. Yes, I will. And I will fucking put my walker in a seat so that nobody sits next to me. You can't ask an old lady with a walker to move her walker.
What a jerk.
Look, if I can make it up those stairs, I deserve any seat I want. And no one should sit next to me. I will make it unpleasant for you.
What would you do if the circle got a sequel and King Arthur didn't?
I might have to actually call up some studio and be like, what's wrong with you? I would be so upset. That makes no sense whatsoever.
There's not even a sequel to the book.
No, there's not. I would hope not. There's nothing else that could happen. Emma Watson's just like, well, I'm going to be queen of the world now. That's a smart idea. If one person controls everything, we'll be safe.
Everyone vote for me.
Emma Watson, that's a dictatorship. No, it's not. It's online. It's fine.
Well, not one person controlling everything, but one company being the access point for everything that you do.
It's fine. That's not weird or creepy or... No, it's so fucking bad. That upsets me so much.
So this company was as if the devil and Apple and Microsoft... Or not Microsoft.
Google.
Microsoft off's doing its own thing like a weirdo. Apple and Google and the devil had a baby.
Yeah.
Or someone wished that they controlled the biggest company in the world. And mm-hmm. The genie just shrugged and said, here's Apple.
And there's going to be no technical consequences. You can do whatever you want. Here's this weird fucking... Oh my god, that was so creepy where they're like, you need social points or whatever that thing was. Yeah. You weren't... How dare you go and see your family on the weekends?
They were not like, how dare you go see your family?
They made her make more passive-aggressively...
Be more social at work.
Just with us. Only within the circle, bitch. Like, come on. You should get this by now. You've been working here a week. Oh, sorry, my dad has a serious illness. Yeah, we know. We read up on your file.
On your file?
On your file. Everyone has a big-ass file. Well, and then, I love how,
it's
like...
It's not a physical file.
Whatever. It's a file still.
Data.
Whatever, Mitchell.
Your data,
whatever,
Haley.
Mitchell. Whatever, Mitchell. I love how John Boyega is in this movie. You don't know his actual name, which I guess is the point
you
of his character.
Know his actual name.
No. But you don't know for a very big majority of the movie. And then he's
I mean, not really the majority of the movie, but you don't know him for the first 5 minutes he's in it, and then he's not in it for.
Is so weird. And then he brings this girl downstairs into a creepy water basement. And it's like...
Water basement?
Yes. And
that's what we have here in Florida, guys. Sorry,
water basement.
That's a regional thing.
But he's like, I trust you. You're innocent. Or whatever his wording was. He's like, you're a good person. Don't worry, I can trust you with all my secrets and how I fucked up. Don't fuck up like me. Throws all of that out the window and is just like, I'm gonna do whatever I want. No one gets privacy. Where's all the cameras? We gotta get all the cameras. Like, what?
Cameras everywhere.
Cameras everywhere. You gotta watch me. Watch me. Watch my parents.
Let's see if my parents are boning
down. So stupid. And I hated so much all those stupid pop-up chat threads.
They're
like,
worst.
We're supporting you, Emma Watson. Or some people like being like, I just woke up from a nap. And I'm like, I hate this because it's literally every fucking chat room on the face of the planet when AIM was still a thing. AIM. Yes, I said that
AIM.
Right. AIM. Yes.
Just say AIM. Weirdo.
You're weird.
Yeah, I love how Emma Watson was completely willing to just forsake all of her relationships.
Seriously.
For...
A camera on her chest.
Yeah.
Like, she was like, this is fine.
Essentially internet fame.
She was like, I have all these friends in everywhere, but I don't actually like, my parents don't like me anymore. But that's fine, because I have all of you looking at me every day, talking to me through my watch. It pissed me off. That movie was so dumb. It was like, I feel like it was written by a guy who's like, technology's bad. I've seen what it does. But he doesn't actually ever use it or anything like that. And he's like 60 years old.
I've heard about these tweets.
And these damn millennials. Like, that guy hates millennials. Whoever wrote that book.
Get out of my book face.
God, it was so bad. It was so bad, and I need it to be blocked from my memory as soon as we're done. Again, like, talking about it. In 3, 2, do you have anything else
to
say?
I'm pretty sure it was not written by a 60-year-old man, so just want to throw that out there.
Well, definitely seemed like it. That was the mindset.
Okay.
3, 2, 1, we're done. We're no more. Forgetting it. Blacked out. No.
Hey, Haley.
What?
Have you ever seen The Circle?
I don't think so. I don't really like Emma Watson that much.
That was very forced. That was not a good not good at.
What do you want me to say, Mitchell? What do you want me to say? No, I didn't see it.
It's too late now.
Oh my god, you're so, so stupid. So stupid. So now we're nah. Now I'm moving in to another movie, which was decently disappointing.
Because
look,
you're a fan.
I was a fan. I can't be a fan. I can't be a fan of this. I can't be a fan of this. Because the other three movies of Diary of a Wimpy Kid were phenomenal. Were phenomenal, Mitchell. I went...
Oh no, Haley, I didn't see the first three.
No, I saw the first one, and then I loved it so much. And that humor that was so well written, I went and saw the next two in theaters. I made...
Steve Zahn.
For the...
What was the mom? Who was the mom?
Oh god,
Steve Zahn was the dad.
I think it was... what's her face? It's,
Is it... Nick Offerman's wife?
Nick Offerman's wife. Okay. Yes, yes.
I thought it was.
But I loved that movie so much. I went to the second one in theaters. I made me, Kelly, and Dana loaded diaper t-shirts to wear to the premiere of that second movie.
Oh my god, you're ridiculous.
And then we went and saw the third movie when it came out. It wasn't as intense, but I love that series, Mitchell.
Intense.
I love it. I love all three of those movies. I own the first two. I never got the third one. But the first two are so solid and so funny, and the casting is so good. And they took all of that and they put it in like a blender, and then they put it in a cookie tray and froze it, put it in the fucking freezer, came out, cut it up into squares, and was like, here's the best cookie ever, except it's wet and blended together and gross. Like, it was awful.
That is an oddly specific metaphor, and I feel like someone has done that to you.
I don't think so, but that...
Awesome, delicious you're cookies. Like, you know what makes these cookies yes. better? Let me just blend them up with some water.
So you're like, oh, this cookie looks a little weird. And you're like, but okay, let me try it. But then the cookie starts melting in your hand. And
melting.
You're melting. Because it's frozen. So
you
it's getting soft and melting and wet. Soft and melting and wet. And you're like, oh no, this isn't good anymore. It's just gross. And that's exactly how this movie made me feel.
Like oatmeal cookies.
No, oatmeal cookies, as long as they don't have the raisins in them, are delicious.
Oatmeal cookies are the worst.
No, anytime you put fruit in any sort of baked good, it normally turns to shit. But oatmeal cookies are good.
Anytime you put oatmeal in anything.
No, Mitchell, oatmeal's good. Oatmeal's good. I have... you're wrong here. Oatmeal cookies.
If you put fruit into anything, most likely it's going to turn into shit. It doesn't just have to be... baked goods.
Specifically baked goods.
As long as it goes in your mouth,
mm-mm.
it's gonna get turned into shit.
Oh my god.
It took you a while, but you got there.
Stop being so literal. Stop being so literal. But this movie, I had high hopes in the very beginning. In the first, I want to say, 2 minutes, I was like, oh my god, it won me. It won my heart. I felt like I was back in the theaters watching.
I think it was the opening doodles.
It was. And I was like, oh my gosh. And they're like going to this family restaurant and they're making like this huffiness.
I guess you could call it that.
Whatever it was. It was the bastard child of Golden Corral and Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh, it was like if Mad Max happened inside of a Chuck E. Cheese. If you shrunk them down to kids and put them in a Chuck E. Cheese, that is what you would end up with.
It is a very good, yeah. But then it just turned to shit, Mitchell. It was bad writing. All the characters, all the actors were so forced in every line they delivered. And there was no redeeming quality, really, at the end. And I hated it. I hated it so much. I wanted to like it, but I hated it. It was so bad.
I was there. It was fine.
Oh no, there's nothing else to say.
I have no emotional attachment to
this
movie.
I did
though,
Mitchell. I love those movies.
I pass very little judgment on it for being an average children's movie.
Oh, there wasn't even a lot of people. I don't even think a lot of the kids were laughing. Like, the humor was so forced.
I had funny points, but I can't remember them.
It was so mediocre.
It was stupid.
And then there was an old, like, the guy, the fat guy with the beard, chasing after children and
that
wanting to
weird.
Beat the shit out of them constantly.
I mean, we don't really know what he wanted to do with them.
He was...
because he never caught them.
He was very angrily chasing him.
He did not... I mean, it's weird.
It did not bode well.
For a grown person to chase after a child.
Across the country, like, a state, essentially. It was weird.
Basically.
It was very...
He's like, I remember you, kid. Get right? over here.
Like, come here. And his parents were, like, right there. And then they're just stealing people's shit off the side of the road. That very clearly, like, lost it 100 yards in front of them.
Maybe they just live in their van.
I would not be surprised, honestly. They seem sort of like that.
They just live out of motels. Go to the hot tub.
The weird hot tub. And then just...
soak in it. Like weirdos.
Like soup. Human soup.
As a family.
Human soup. And I'm pretty sure I'm sitting there and I'm like, your kids should not be in that hot tub that long. It is too hot for their little bodies. Come on.
Little bodies.
They're going to melt the brains. That's what hot tubs do, Mitchell. Until you hit that old adult point.
The whole... Let's play YouTube video stuff was dumb.
So stupid. Again, that was another weird thing. Like, we're going to make it modern. And here's this annoying person. And I hate it because... I hate this movie so much. I hate it so much. That game character, like, the internet person, it was
That's how Digby does it.
It was a combination of every stupid, like, gamer person online... And I was like, I hate all of them, and I hate this so much. The fact that they were like, oh, I'm going to play all this, I'm going to break the record, blah, 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 blah. And he was, like, sitting in his chair that he brought from home, like, his recliner, and I'm like, I want to punch somebody in the face.
They may have provided a, like, recliner for him.
I'm picturing him being like, my recliner needs to come on the plane, too.
I think it would have been more like, I specifically requested a recliner. Come here, recliner. I'm not performing.
Fuck you guys.
Where are my green M&Ms?
Oh, God. It doesn't match my hair color today. Chop, chop. I hate it. I hate it so much.
Chip, chop, chip.
Chip, chop, chip. Chip, chop, chip. Anyway.
What does that even mean?
That's it. That's all I got. I can't.
This is some stale ass pepper. I grew up on a pepper farm. Yeah. That wasn't very good.
No, it wasn't. It was a terrible remake.
A passable children's movie.
I'm going to say a 2 out of 10.
2 out of 10? Damn, Bailey, that's cold.
It hurt me. It hurt me, Mitchell. That was a personal attack on me. When that trailer opened up, Mitchell, I was overjoyed. I was like, the heavens have opened, shine down more light, just like King Arthur, and I will get another Diary of a Wimpy Kid movie. And then his face wasn't right, and then none of them weren't right. And I was like, book you. Book everyone.
None of them,
Mitchell. And I was like, y'all are lying to me. This is a lie. It's a blatant lie right to my face. They tried to pass off a fucking beautiful sandwich, like here's a gourmet deli sandwich, as something fucking like from Subway. Like, here's Subway sandwich. Here's a Publix sub. Which one you want more? We're going to make you eat the Publix sub. No. Like, or the... fucking Subway sandwich. I'm getting my money.
You heard it here, guys.
No,
shut up. You like Subway more than Publix.
I don't. No, Publix is a god. Publix is god of subs. God of subs. If you're ever in the South and you find a Publix, you've got to walk in and make yourself a Publix sub because it is the best sub in the history of the world.
All subs are okay.
No, they're not, Mitchell. You're wrong. We had this conversation, and a woman in the mall turned around to say you are wrong because Publix is God. Publix is law in Florida, Mitchell. Publix is law.
Law.
Like, Publix is so important to everyone who lives in Florida. Why don't you appreciate
because
Publix?
Because it's the law.
It's...
Law.
Anyway. That's it. I can rant about how terrible Diary of a Wimpy Kid remake is.
All that you said,
yes.
That is exactly what they thought when they made this movie. They were like, I think there's this young adult in Florida who really enjoys these movies.
This 20-something-year-old.
Let's make another and make it completely different than average so she'll hate us.
Look, so she'll hate us.
I'm sure that's what they were thinking.
It was bad. I was not as bad as The Circle, because The Circle's a piece of trash. Circle gets -2. Diary of a Wimpy Kid, 2.
Jeez, bad week of the movie for Haley's.
No. King Arthur was the best.
It redeemed everything.
Yes, it did. King Arthur, I will take King Arthur.
I said, Haley, if you ever want to watch King Arthur again, from now on, you will have to sit through the circle and fire your whimmy kid, and then you can watch King Arthur.
Fuck, Mitchell, fuck. I probably would do it, though. I'd probably do it, because I knew that the circle and Diary of a Wimpy Kid were a period of time that will pass in my life, and I will get to the glory of King Arthur.
Haley's going to buy that Blu-ray and watch all them special features.
Oh my god, I just want Charlie Hunnam, like, being angry and beating people up and not believing in himself and his witty banter. I love it. And the soundtrack, oh, so good. So good.
So what did you learn at the movies?
I learned that I love Charlie Hunnam more than I ever expected I would. I want him to succeed in everything he does in life. I think he's a fabulous person from what I've heard and seen on screen. And I want him to be King Arthur forever. I learned that if you remake things and you put an entirely different cast with a fucking cast that already has 3 movies under their belt, you're fucking up. You're fucking up. You're fucking up. And then I also learned Tom Hanks cannot redeem every movie. Bam. Knowledge drop right there.
Alrighty then.
What'd you learn at the movies?
Probably something from the circle I can't remember because it was 2 weeks ago.
Mitchell bringing up this 2 weeks all the time.
Well, by the time this comes out, it'll probably be like a month ago.
Right.
I learned.
Your moment to shine.
What I don't I think I really learned anything.
What I learned in boating school is blankety, blankety, blank.
I can't remember. It was 2 weeks ago.
Come on, Mitchell. I just threw out 3 for you.
Well, Haley's better at remembering things that she hates and loves.
That's true. You get me on any span of emotion, I will remember the fuck out of it. Josh's got to make me feel something strong, and I'm like, boom, there, no matter what, no matter what.
I didn't learn anything. Well, I did learn something, but I forgot. We'll watch The Circle again.
I'm not. That movie's trash. Tell everyone that movie needs to burn. That movie needs to burn. Everyone should be docked, like, a point in everyone's book because of that movie, a point.
They're going to say, like,
$1 million. They need to pay me $1 million because I saw that movie.
Haley needs to be reimbursed for damages, emotional damages.
Yes, yes. I was personally attacked, and I need some freaking payout to keep me silent.
Right now? Someone from The Circle.
Shut up, Mitchell. Shut up. I hate you so much. I hate you so much. This is the worst. The worst.
So I'm Mitchell.
And I'm Haley.
And we are the Cinema Siblings. And don't forget to stay for the sting.
Stay for the sting.